Outcome goals versus process goals. How do you improve your chance at achieving your goals? This is Chris from Iron Hero CrossFit, and welcome to our Iron Hero Fitcast. And today, it's time to talk about goals. Now, most people, when they say, hey, goals and making goals, they're talking about outcome goals. Now, what is an outcome goal? An outcome goal might be what we commonly hear. I want to lose 20 pounds or 30 pounds or 40 pounds. Maybe I want to run a 5K, or maybe I want to play with my kids and I don't want to feel tired and have to say, hey, daddy needs to sit down for a little bit, but you guys keep playing. These outcome goals, they're great. They're important. They give you a North Star for where your efforts need to take you. But for me, they're incomplete. Like, they talk about how. I like to talk about action, tactics. I like being able to focus on what I can control right now that affects my movement toward my goals. And that's some of the things that I talk about to my clients is, what can you do right now that's actionable, that you can do, that you will do, that'll affect your goals. Now, process goals. These are my favorite goals. Process goals are just that. They focus on the process. You have an outcome. That's great. You have a goal that you're aiming for. But what is the process that's going to get you there? In classes, we used to talk about wins. And what is your daily win? So what is your focus? And in this case, let's take those goals earlier. So yes, absolutely say, I want to lose 20 pounds. Also say something to the effect of, I am going to focus on working out 3 days a week. I'm also going to focus on maintaining a 10% caloric deficit for my nutrition. Now, of course, that is contingent upon your tracking your nutrition. And I'm not saying that has to be, or those two things have to be your process goals. But those are, I think, tangible, actionable things that you can focus on, and do right now. Another one, I want to run a 5K. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely say that. I think that's a fantastic goal. You can also say, I'm going to follow a such and such a running program, a couch to 5K program of some kind, and I'm going to follow that program 3 days a week, and that's going to help me get there. That's a single process goal, but it's something that is tangible, something that you can focus on, that you can do right now. Last one, yes, absolutely. Say something like, hey, I want to play with my kids, but I don't want to get tired. I don't like saying, hey, daddy needs to sit down to take a break. You can also say, I'm going to lift weights 3 days a week. I'm going to go on walks 3 to 4 days a week, some of them with my family, some of them on my own, maybe more fitness-related type walks and challenge myself. And those are great things. Those are two tangible, actionable things that you can do. And the great part about it is that none of these things are pie-in-the-sky things. They're just that. They're tangible. They're actionable. And most importantly, they're things that you can take action on tomorrow. Or even better yet, there are things you can take action on today. We are all about taking action. Action leads to motivation, and then you build momentum. That's a great thing. How does this help you achieve your goals? So outcome goals are sometimes, if they're bigger goals, they're so far away that they can seem daunting. And so if I'm trying to lose 50 pounds and I've lost 5 pounds, like, okay, great. 5 pounds on my way to 50, that's 10% of the way there. If I did my math right, I think 10% of the way there. It's 10% of the way there, but it took me a month or 2 months to do that. It just seems like it's going to be forever. And because that can seem daunting, you know, it seems like, why should I do this? I just don't know why I even try. Your process goals are the focus on the now. So you have your outcome, that's your future, your process, that's your now. And because process focuses on the now and the action and the things that are in your immediate control today, your outcome goals allow you to measure and remeasure. They allow you to take concerted effort on the things that, you know, working out 3 days a week or strength training 2 or 3 days a week and taking walks and having a 10% caloric deficit, right? There are things that you can do and you can do today. So yes, have outcome goals, do all that, make sure you measure everything, but focus on the process. So my homework to you, because what's a soapbox thing or my TED talk without giving you some homework? Take your outcome goals. And by the way, if you don't have outcome goals, please sit down and come up with something. It gives you something to focus on. Like I said, it gives you a North Star. So take your outcome goals and figure out some processes. Brainstorm as many process-oriented things as you can, and then choose the one or two things that you can do, that you're willing to do, and that you will do, and start them immediately. At the very least, start them tomorrow. That's it. Take your process goals, improve your journey to your outcome goals. And once you get there, tell me about it. Let's brag about you.